Being blind to the light in the entertainment industry places you in a position of vulnerability that can send your career, all your hard work and effort into the depths of darkness. Navigating this thin line is crucial to your survival as an artist or practitioner in the entertainment industry. A dark side of the entertainment industry is the topic for the show, and that's up next. In history and entertainment, three women who have left a powerful impact on the entertainment industry by their enormous contributions in film, television, and music. Who are these three women? Well, that answer is up next. Also, Schreiber from Los Angeles, California, gets advice on becoming the face of a brand or publication in the segment Ask Suricon. All this and more happens right now.
3, 2, 1.
Podcast has launched.
If Suricon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Suricon whispers of wisdom. The entertainment industry. Just saying.
You're listening to Suricon Whispers of Wisdom.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
Oh, he's really great to work with. He is so down to earth.
Professionalism would be one word to just characterize him and what he did with this movie and pulling it all together.
But he knows what he wants as a director.
Suricon is like great.
He just did it all. He did what he could. He worked with what he had and he made it happen.
See that he's very passionate about it.
But I have to admit, he really like rocked me.
Suricon, you're gonna do big things, man. Big things.
Ice Cube, Tracy Ellis Ross, Will Smith, Ava DuVernay, Sam Jackson, Shonda Rhimes, Forest Whitaker, Regina King. All happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
Up next, history and entertainment.
This podcast is produced by Suricon Media Brand. And now your host, Suricon.
African Americans in the entertainment industry has made great stride and sacrifices in this long journey to laying a solid foundation in the industry for generations to come. Also impacting music, theater, and screen in their own special way. These three women has indeed left their footprints in the sands of time. Number one is Ethel Waters. She was the first black actress to star in a TV sitcom, The Bueller Show, which premiered on October 3rd in 1950. She later quit the show because of its stereotypical portrayal of African Americans. Number two, at the very first Grammy Awards in 1958, Ella Fitzgerald won her first Grammys, making history as the first African-American woman to win the award for Best Individual Jazz Performance and Best Female Vocal Performance for the two songbook projects, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Duke Ellington Songbook and Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Irving Berlin Songbook. At number three, Cicely Tyson, known for taking roles that portray positive African-American women. Actress Cicely Tyson became the first female African-American star of a TV drama series, East Side, West Side, in 1963 on CBS. Cicely Tyson in 2019 is still working and going strong at the tender age of 93. This is History and Entertainment. Close Encounters and Purposeful Connections. Now this is a good one here. The moral of this story is this: when opportunity meets preparation, or when preparation meets opportunity, it produces this thing called success. Now, back sometime in the 90s, I was interested in producing and writing a late night talk show. I believe the Arsenio Hall show had went off the air and there was a void in late night television. So Mr. Thinker, me, wanted to fill that void, and was trying to do everything I possibly could to accomplish that. So I came up with an idea to do a show called An Evening with Surikhan. I love talking and love interviewing. And so I got some national coverage for my idea. It was in the Write On magazine. And that was a start, you know, people were starting to take me seriously. So I went to NAPI. NAPI was the National Association of Television Program Executives. It was their annual convention, and it was in New Orleans, I believe, before the Katrina disaster. And so I went out to New Orleans, and the purpose of going to these events was to meet people and to get distributors and TV production companies and so on interested in your project. So never been there before. This is my first time, and I decided to get a flight to New Orleans, and I went. So, you know, when you get there, there's a lot of booths, a lot of people trying to sell you stuff, and distributors and production companies trying to get their, you know, close deals right there on the spot. So anyway, you know, it's a lot going on. I had no appointments with anyone, so I decided to get on the phone and call back to California and try to make an appointment with someone there. So I selected Paramount Pictures, Paramount Television. I called them, and I found out that the vice president of television development was there, but unfortunately he had no time for meetings. His schedule was full. So once I learned his name and had his picture, that was enough for me. I decided to look around for him, and I spotted him, and I cornered him in an elevator. This was the vice president of television production and programming at Paramount. So I had 2 minutes. I had him in the elevator, and I said, hello. I'm not going to say his name. I'll just call him John. I was like, hello, John. My name is Surikhan. I'm from New York City, and I have this wonderful idea for a late night talk show, and I want to pitch it to you. He was like, okay, well, you got 2 minutes between here and my next meeting. So from the elevator to there, good luck. And I started telling my idea, who I was and what I wanted to do and why I thought it was needed and so on and so forth. So, you know, that 2 minutes was up. I got to the door of where he was supposed to go for his next meeting. He handed me his business card and was like, thank you very much. Great presentation. We'll be in touch. So again, that was a purposeful encounter, although it didn't result in me getting a late night television show. And I think mostly because Paramount was the distributor of the Arsenio Hall show at the time, and they just got out of that bracket, and, you know, probably wanted to do something differently. So, I mean, even though there were a lot of shows that did come after Arsenio Hall, a lot of people tried to capture that market and fill that void. Magic Johnson was one of them with the Magic Hour. Keenan Ivory Wayans did it with Buena Vista and the Keenan Ivory Wayans show. And I think Quincy Jones and David Salzman threw their hand in there with Vibe. And Sinbad hosted that show. So, you know, none of those shows hung around long. And I just thought that I would be able to do something. And I acted. You know, the moral of the story is be prepared. Take risks. Jump out there, you know, don't take no for an answer, and do the best that you can. It was a great learning experience and all that for me. I made some wonderful connections, and it was a powerful, a purposeful connection. So that's my story for today. We got a lot more coming up. Please stay with us.
Surikhan, the best thing that's happened to podcasts since Dave and Adam created it.
Coming up next, the topic for the day.
Drunk.
Many people have discovered this dark side in the entertainment industry and have associated it with many different factors, people, and motives. The Jussie Smollett story, as it continues to unfold, is a great example of this dark side at work. Our failure to learn the lessons of history may put us on a path where we're doomed to repeat it. Staying balanced throughout the course of your career and navigating this thin line between darkness and light is one of the biggest tests you will ever be faced with in your career. Let's talk about it.
If Suracon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Using the Jussie Smollett story as an example for this topic was something I had to contemplate for a while, because I didn't want to be judgmental in any way or add my opinions about the unfolding of events surrounding the case. One, because it's still unfolding. I hoped to discover a way that would allow me to use some of his story to leave you with valuable information and lessons well learned, regardless of what may come to light in his case as his story continues to unfold. The dark side of entertainment goes far beyond Jussie Smollett or a Roseanne Barr. And I believe that it all begins with dissatisfaction. Keyword, dissatisfaction. When your career is on the rise like that, or if you've reached a certain level in your career, you want to protect it at all costs. Your whole life may have changed. Your income level have changed. You know, your circle of friends and associates may have changed. And I think it's natural for us to want to hold on to that. And we just have to be very careful of the choices that we make along the way, because that line, that thin line between darkness and light is just that. It's a very thin line, and you can either be pulled, moved, blown into either direction at any time. Now, you know, a lot of times you hear of the dark side of the entertainment industry, you hear all kind of things, and especially with YouTube and all these things out now, you hear all kind of stories, all kind of shows, all kind of posts about various things that happen in the entertainment industry, what people may or may not do to save their careers, to enhance their careers, to, you know, take their career to the next level at all costs. So you hear all kinds of things. Now, you know, my thing is this: until you've walked in those shoes or until you're confronted with that, you know, you have to be very careful what you believe, you know, to be true or to be facts. You know, sometimes when things even come out of the mouths of someone, you still have to question whether what they're saying is authentic or is a lie, and, you know, why they may be saying it, and so on and so forth. So it's a very thin line between that darkness and that light. And again, as I said in the opening, it's dissatisfaction in some kind of way. And I think a level of fear, you know, when you start to make choices that, you know, you're not really thinking about. And one of the things that concerns me is that a lot of these celebrities, a lot of people that may have reached that height, or even those who are on that journey, on their way to that height, they're going to be a lot of people in your ear. There's going to be a lot of people trying to advise you, trying to, you know, put their opinions in your own head, you know what I'm saying, to try to get you to move this way or that way for their own motives or purposes. And you got to remember, like, once you've established a career and you have a team of people working with you, a team of people working for you that are making very good money, they want to hold on to that. They want to keep that going. So, you know, jobs are at stake here. They may make decisions or try to ill-advise you because it serves them more than it serves you. So you have to be able to know the difference. You have to be able to look deeper, you know, beyond the surface to really understand the motives and intentions of those around you and who will advise you best and who won't. You know, that's crucial. That's crucial to, you know, to your career. Now, you know, the dark side of the entertainment industry can be you know, recognized in many different ways. But one thing I will tell you is that it does exist. Like in every other thing, there is a light side and there is a dark side. I would compare the dark side with negativity and the light side with righteousness, or that which is right or fair. And let's take, for instance, someone in the industry, and we can sort of align this with Jussie Smollett. Again, like I said, I want to be very, very careful with using him, because everything that I'm saying is not only directed at him or what has happened in his case. It's just a good example of that darker side of things, you know. So again, many artists, oh, let's just use Jussie with this portion of it as well. Let's say like a Jussie Smollett or an artist of his stature who has been on a show that has been going for a few seasons. You know, you're used to getting that paycheck. You have developed a fan base. You are well known among your peers and different executives and so on within the entertainment industry, and you kind of want to keep that going. But you know, with the case like a Jussie Smollett, you know, a talent, let me put it like a Jussie Smollett, is it's kind of a slippery slope there, because one of the fears are, and I'm sure a lot of people put this in his ear, is that you may be typecast. You know, and for those who don't know what that mean, typecast is that, you know, you will forever be known as that character that you developed so well. So it's like a, you know, a catch-22 situation. You work hard to build your career, your character. You want to do well, and everything is going so wonderful for you. And then that same character that you built and did so well, and the audience and the fans loved you because of it, becomes your nightmare, because no one will hire you after that, because they believe that you will forever be known as that character. So like with Jussie Smollett, it would be the character of Jamal Lyon on Empire. You know, a gay black man, very talented, very powerful family. And, you know, he would forever be remembered as Jamal. People would look at other shows and be, oh, that's Jamal, that's Jamal, that's Jamal. They would never really give him the chance to come out of that and prove himself. And a lot of actors have found themselves in that position. Another one being the late Gary Coleman, you know, with "What you talking about, Willis?" You know, that line and him not really being able to do anything substantial since, you know, the sitcom Different Strokes. Or people like the young lady that plays Kelly Bundy on the Married with Children. You know, you play that dingy role, and then it's very difficult for people to take you serious in another role. Or for instance, Karen Parsons, who played Hillary on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, that dinky character. It's like, when people see you in other shows or in another role, it's very difficult for them to take you serious, no matter how believable you are in terms of your performance, you know. And I think this is what, you know, scares studio executives and directors and so on, and the casting process. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you don't get the job because you will ever be, you know, remembered as that role. So those are fears that are implanted. Those are fears that, you know, you know a lot of these actors have concerns about, and would cause them to fall or move more into the dark side of entertainment, because at this point you want to do whatever you can to maintain that level of income, maintain that level of status with the fan base and so on and so forth. So fear is one of the elements involved in that dark side. So, you know, you have to go back to the root of your career and the hard work that you've put in or that you're putting in to get to that place that you want to go. And once you get there and you've had the opportunity to experience some of that life, don't be afraid that it won't go to the next level. Your fears, you know, cause you to hold on to a place that somewhere in your mind you don't believe it can get any better. You know, that's not so. That's where your faith comes in. That's where you have to reach back to that beginning in your career when you were just hungry and you worked hard and you wanted it and you were willing to work hard and give your all. And then, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, a Lee Daniels or someone discovers you, and now you are on top of the world because you're on a major show like Fox's Empire. And, you know, you want to hold on to that and you want to maintain that. And another thing, the dark side of entertainment, again, sometimes we look at the celebrity or the person of focus, you know, in the center of this controversy, be it a Roseanne Barr or a Jussie Smollett. You look at the person in the center. Now with Jussie Smollett, he's in the center of this. Now, what would be the environment? What would be the atmosphere around him that is directly connected to what's going on with him? Because money is the root of all evil and will definitely push you toward that dark side, or allow that dark side to pull you in to its, you know, to the depths, to its depths. So you have to look at that. Money is the root of all evil. So if you let money become the motivating factor, you're gonna run into problems. Now, again, say you have someone like Fox and someone like the show, you know, a station like Fox and a show like Empire, which is Jussie's employer. And then you have, you know, the political side of things. There's always politics and everything. Even associated with his story was the whole Trump thing and the MAGA thing. And you know, when you go back to the Fox thing, is everyone knows, or most people know, that Fox is, you know, pro-Trump and, you know, in great support of Trump and his administration. And so Fox is also being the owner of the show, and, you know, Jussie's having problems with the show and comes out against Trump, or, you know, allegations or proof or facts comes out that, you know, he may have lied, or, you know, this, you know, what he was saying was, you know, not true or not factual. You know, now you have his employers who are pro-Trump, and you have Trump who's making tweets and, you know, saying things about him. The attention is really on him. You know, how is that handled at that level? So you have the money, you have the power, you have the Fox, you have the United States government, you have all these people now involved besides the people that are affected by the choices that you make. Who would be some of the people you would have in the Jussie Smollett situation? Again, you would have his family, his personal family, who would be affected by this whole drama. You have the Empire family, his family from the show. You have the LGBTQ community. You have the Black community. You have the fan base. All of these people who are affected, you know, by what it is that you're saying or you're doing. So now you're forced into a whole nother level of limelight. And now what you've done, or the choices that you make, are now in the court of public opinion. That is rough, because in this world, in this day, and in this time, you are guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty. So no matter what happens, the dark side of this whole thing is ruling. It's ruling. Now, again, I don't know what happened at the stage that I'm at the time that I'm doing this podcast with the Jussie Smollett story. This morning he turned himself in, and you know, that's where we are now. And I believe the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, you know, did a press conference and kind of, you know, laid out a timeline of the events and, you know, made a statement or allegations that, you know, Mr. Smollett actually, you know, had a hand in or wrote the letter himself that he sent over to, or that was sent over to Fox, you know, about the MAGA thing and all that. So again, a lot of this is what's been going on. This is where we are with it. Again, like I said, I didn't want to make this topic, you know, the dark side of entertainment all about Jussie Smollett, but it's a very good example. You know, it's a very good example of the events that are unfolding around his whole case. And then again, what this does to his career. You know, on social media and on all the sites, you hear all the different things and all the different comments. He's so foolish. Why would he do this to his career? He's so this, he's so that. Everybody's just so judgmental. You know, from the very beginning, you know, a lot of people were out there and, you know, saying that they didn't believe this and, you know, wasn't convinced about his interview on ABC and all this. So a lot of people had their doubts. But, you know, we live in a world, again, where the court of public opinion comes first. So I believe regardless of what happens with his case, his career would never, ever be the same. So this dark side of the entertainment industry can have all kinds of effect. And again, for every cause, there is an effect. For every action, there is a reaction, you know? And then you have evil versus righteousness. My thing is stay on that path of righteousness. Stay on that path of moral correctness. What is yours will be yours. It does not always need your help. Your destiny doesn't always need your help in order for you to get to the place that you're supposed to be. Your fears are the thing, or one of the things, that will allow these forces to come in and manipulate you or pull you in different ways and cause you to be fear of what the outcome might be, or fear that you won't have that income anymore, or fear that you won't get a job anymore, or fear that you won't be loved anymore, or fear. You gotta get away from that. Stay in the path of righteousness. Stay in the path of light. Just do what you do authentically. Do what you do to the best of your ability. And that is one way to keep you balanced. And you don't have to worry about, you know, forces of evil being able to come against you. Because as it said, no weapon formed against the righteous will prosper. But now if you fall into your own trap and allow the voices around you, or even the voices in your own head, to be the head guide in your life, the head guide in the choices that you make for your career, it is very easy to fall into that dark side, or allow that dark side to somewhat pull you in. So distraction, dissatisfaction, all of these things are telltale signs that things are not stable or balanced in your life or in your career, and you feel the need to take some sort of action. And this is the time when you should quiet your mind and quiet your life for a moment, or a few moments every day, to allow that special guidance, that special thing to come into you to guide you. That's what you need in order to stay balanced, because again, it's a very thin line, and one side is darkness and one side is light, and you want to be able to move more toward the light. So the dark forces in the entertainment industry truly exist at many levels, and it's all again in how you interpret it. So again, when you see something on the news and something that is trending like this in social media with a Roseanne Barr or a Smollett or any other actor that has found themselves in a place of controversy that they may or may not have had something to do with, in terms of bringing that to fruition or to bringing that upon themselves in some kind of way, you got to be very careful. You have to pay attention to these things. This is real life we're living in. Times are forever changing. You know, again, You have to be able to make righteous choices. We live in a time where the eye in the sky is real. You know, there's nothing that you can really do out here, especially in the public or in the streets, that's not seen somewhere, you know? With phone records and now, you know, social media and all these things, what you say, how you say it, where you was, all of these things could be verified through places like social media or your phone or your text. And trust me, just because you hold the phone in your hand, the records of what's going on in your phone is stored somewhere else. The only way to stay away from things like that, or to be able to stay away from authorities or anyone else being able to tap into your thoughts or what you're doing, what you're feeling, where you are, where you're going, what you want, what you believe, what you desire. In order to stay away from things like that, you have to stay off of social media, or you have to stay off your phones. You cannot use email. You can't, because all of these things is like a footprint. It leaves a print in the sands of time, you know, that will forever follow you, and you don't control that. So something that you said 5 months ago may give authorities or anyone else looking at that an idea of what your frame of mind was at that time, that could have led up to what you're doing now today, 5 months later. So again, that texting and all of that, and putting your every whereabout on social media, and what you're doing and what you're thinking and all that, you know, is not always a good thing for you. Now, trust me, the creators of this platform and those who benefit greatly had to know that these things would be able to be used for these purposes. So now you just have to be very careful. I always tell my children this all the time, and I tell lots of people all of this, you know, all the time. You can never, ever be bigger than the devil. You can never. The greatest liar, the greatest trickster, the greatest falsified storytelling, backstabbing, you know, money hungry, fearful, you know, force. You can never, ever be greater than that. The devil is, you know, and I'm not speaking in some metaphorical, I'm talking about an evil and negativity and that forceful mindset. You can never be, you know, be able to accomplish great things if that is your guide, if that is the path that you're on. You can never, ever, ever be bigger than the devil. So don't think your little lies, no matter who you are or what you are, won't catch up with you. Don't think that you can ever be a bigger devil than the devil, because he is the master of his world. So if you choose to touch on that world or play in the playground of that world, then get ready. Because again, if you're going to go up against the devil, I'm telling you right now, you're going to lose, because you can't win in his world. Not with doing the same thing that he does, not with doing evil, not with doing unrighteousness. You have, the only way that you can win on a path like that is with righteousness, with light, with clear righteousness. Then no matter what weapon any of them with that mindset form against you, it is going to fail. You understand? So you have no fear, you have no worry, no matter how bad it looks, no matter what it looks like from the surface. If it's evil and if it's wrong and it's a lie, somewhere along the line, the truth will manifest itself. So again, you can never be bigger than the devil. So don't ever try to go out there and play in that world. So politics play a great role in all of this as well. You have to be able to recognize that unseen force, that unseen hand at work in everything that's happening around you. Understanding the industry like I understand it, understanding a lot of the things that go on around you in the entertainment industry, you know, looking very carefully at the unfolding of events with other artists, other people, the history and stories of the Bill Cosbys, the Roseanne Barrs, and other ones that, you know, didn't end very well for them. You have to look at that, because if you don't learn the lessons of history, then you're doomed to repeat it. If you don't learn the lessons of other people's histories, then there's a possibility that you can yourself repeat it. So again, we have to look at these things. You know, try not to be judgmental, you know, with anything that you hear, because there's always another side to the story. I don't care if it's coming out of the mouths of high level authorities. Until all the facts are on the table, then anything is questionable. So again, there are always two sides to a story in any circumstance or event. So the question is it possible for you to be the cause, the responsible factor in the toppling or downfall of your own career? Most certainly, yes, you can. Because again, if you're trapped in the world of survival, in your own mind, your own interpretation of what you believe you're going to have to do to survive in this industry, if you're trapped there, then yes, you can indeed be the cause of the downward spiral, the downward fall of your own career. Yes, you can. How to prevent that? Keep a watchful eye. Be satisfied. Be grateful of the monies that you're making. Yes, if you feel that you deserve more and can prove that or present that to your employers, so be it, you do so. But don't do things in a way that will cause you problems or cause your employers problems, or because of your own anger or dissatisfaction, you jump in a lane that you have no business riding in, driving in. You know, got to be very careful with that. So, you know, be humble. Look at your career. Look at where you are. Look at the events, the circumstances, the sacrifices, all that it took to get you to where you are. And be very careful of the choices that you make. Again, be grateful, be humble, be satisfied. But again, I'm not saying don't just, you know, go for anything, you know, people want to offer you or give you in terms of salary and then things like that. No, you stand up for yourself. But if things don't work out the way you want them to, there's always another reason. There's always another avenue, another choice that you can make to find yourself in a place of peace and satisfaction without, you know, going off the edge or allowing the forces of darkness to pull you in a particular direction with promises and all these things that will never happen anyway. So again, you want to keep yourself in a place that's balanced, in a place of happiness, in a place of contentment, in a place of satisfaction for your career, for your growth, for your elevation in the entertainment and in the arts. And, you know, stay in touch with your fan base in a way that, you know, keeps a good communication and dialogue between them and you, and the support base that they give you, and the love and appreciation that is in your heart for them, for the acknowledgement and appreciation of what you bring to the table as an actor, a writer, director, producer, or whatever it is that you might do in the entertainment industry. So in closing, I say, remember that there is a dark side to the entertainment industry, and it's a very thin line between that light side and dark side, and you have to be balanced. You want to stay more toward the light, because in the light you can see, you know, in the light there's warmth, you know, in the light there's love and vision and a special kind of, you know, energy that just gives you the power, the force to just get through another day in this world, in this life. So, you know, stay positive, you know, keep your head up, be grateful, be humble, you know, pay attention to your career, the things that are happening, the people that are around you. Don't let money, fame, and fortune pull you into a place that will allow that dark side of the entertainment industry to grab hold of you, because again, it can force you or take you to depths that you will never ever be able to come back from. Ask Surikhan is a segment of the program where I have the opportunity to give advice and guidance. I do this advice and guidance on other platforms such as LinkedIn, which is part of a special mentoring program where people ask me questions seeking advice and guidance for their careers. I use some of these questions and answers minus the full name of the person for this program as well. Now, at the end of the segment, I'll give more information on just where and how you can send your questions in for advice and guidance on future episodes of Whispers of Wisdom.
You're listening to Surikhan Whispers of Wisdom.
Hello, Surikhan. I'm Schreiber, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. I'd like to get advice on marketing myself to be a host or personality in the area of entertainment. I want to reach out to companies and offer my people and video skills to become the face of a brand or publication. How do I do this? Well, Schreiber, most companies have public relation divisions and marketing departments, which should be your first point of contact. Now, keep in mind that these divisions receive many offers of services like yours, so make sure that your proposal stands out, your video and cover letter as well. Research the company and get the name of the person in charge of that division and send it directly to them. You must research and find out if you are a perfect fit to represent them and be the face of their brand. Now, you must explain this to them in order to get their attention. In your research, if you can come up with multiple reasons why you are the perfect fit for them and articulate this to them, then you probably are a perfect fit. If you can't find a good reason to sell your services to them, maybe that company or brand is not the best choice for you. Package yourself well. It is also more impressive if you can record a video of you already doing the job you're seeking. Make a presentation that fits what you believe they need and show them that you are the perfect choice. Good luck in all your endeavors, and don't stop until you have achieved your dream job.
If Surikhan isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
To have your advice and guidance request be highlighted on the program, send your questions to info@surikhan.net and put Ask Surikhan in the subject. I'm also available as a consultant, workshop instructor, and coach. Requests and inquiries can also be sent to info@surikhan.net. Up next, Surikhan's Powerful Lyrics Quote. Power Lyrics Quotes is a segment in the program where I select one-liners or sentences from a song that I heard at some point in my life that moved me and always remained a part of my consciousness. I have an Instagram page that reflects these quotes where you can go and see many of them that I've posted over the past 2 years. I'll give the link at the end of the segment.
Surikhan's Powerful Lyrics Quote.
This one was very catchy for me, and here we go. It all adds up to, it's your strength we need. So get behind and push if you don't want to lead. This is from a song titled All for One and One for All, recorded by Diana Ross, songwriters Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. This is from Diana Ross's album titled The Boss, released in 1979. One more time.
Surikhan's Powerful Lyrics Quote.
It all adds up to, it's your strength we need. So get behind and push if you don't want to lead. You can see more of these inspirational quotes by me if you visit Instagram, the page that I have set up for this, simply titled Sura Quotes. A lot of them there. Sura Quotes, one word, SuraQuotes. And you can also go to YouTube to hear the live performance just by putting in Diana Ross, All for One, and enjoy the fullness of these powerful lyrics that has truly withstood the test of time and relates to everything. Everything from parenting, education, and politics to all in between. You're listening to Whispers of Wisdom.
Ice Cube, Tracy Ellis Ross, Will Smith, Ava DuVernay, Sam Jackson, Shonda Rhimes, Forrest Whitaker, Regina King. All happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
It would be very much appreciated if you can make a small donation to help keep the show coming. It's costly to do this. I don't have sponsors or advertisers yet to help defray the cost of production, but your support, a dollar or more, whatever you can give, would be very much appreciated. That can be made on my website at www.suracon.net, and hit the link at the top that says podcast donation, and it'll take you right there, and you can make that love donation. Stay updated on a lot of information when there's new posts and when there's new announcements. So just subscribe there. That portion of it is free, and you'll immediately get notifications on books and announcements again and other posts that we put up. Well, we gotta go now, and let me leave you with this. The word contains three important essentials: energy, light, and power. Be very careful of the words you speak, and even more careful of the words that you take in and allow to become a part of you. We are out, and until next time, peace, love, and prosperity.
Bye-bye, precious.
Stay connected by visiting and subscribing to our official website, www.suracon.net. Again, that's www.suracon.net. And follow me on social media, on Twitter at Suracon11, on Facebook at Scon Media Brand, on Instagram at VSE1Suracon, or email us at info@suracon.net.
If Suracon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Support this broadcast with your generous donation. This podcast is produced by Suracon Media Brand.